Motion sickness. On Sunday of Memorial Day weekend, my husband and I, along with my husband's cousin and his wife, had reservations for a one-day cruise viewing a glacier, the largest tidewater glacier in Kenai Fords National Park, and the wildlife. Included was lunch on board the ship and a lovely salmon and crab dinner at Fox Island on the way back. At 9 a.m., we walked from the parking lot to the boat terminal in Seward through pouring rain, wind gusts that nearly knocked us over, and a temperature of 49 degrees Fahrenheit. Although the cruise wasn't canceled, the captain declared a weather day because of the poor conditions. A weather day meant that the company offered a full refund for anyone wishing to cancel. Knowing that I get car sick, air sick, and seasick, my companions insisted, "It's up to you, Louise. Do you still want to go?" I really hated pulling the plug on our cruise, but would I really be able to enjoy lunch or dinner after being tossed around all day on the boat? Sorry, guys. Maybe next year. What can you take to prevent motion sickness? Some people get relief from motion sickness from acupressure. It doesn't help me, but some people find that wearing an elastic band around their wrist activates a particular pressure point, which eases their discomfort. Look for C-bands if you want to try this natural alternative. Ginger can be a very effective motion sickness remedy when you take 500 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams of the powdered root every 4 to 6 hours. You can use fresh ginger root, capsules of ground ginger, or small chunks of sweetened crystallized ginger. My favorite is the crystallized ginger, which weighs twice as much as powdered ginger. To estimate my dose, I weigh ginger pieces with my little apothecary scale from pharmacy school. I got the best results taking ginger chunks about the size of a full-strength aspirin tablet. Unfortunately, ginger ale, ginger tea, and ginger gum don't have enough ginger to provide reliable relief. Dramamine for motion sickness is a very popular non-prescription remedy, but be careful. It has two different formulations, the original one and a less drowsy formula. The original version of Dramamine contains dimenhydrinate, a very close cousin of diphenhydramine, which we know as Benadryl. Either dimenhydrinate or diphenhydramine can prevent motion sickness. Unfortunately, they can also make you drowsy, and they need to be taken frequently, about every 4 to 6 hours. The last time I took Dramamine was on a flight home from Orlando, Florida to Seattle. After crossing 3 time zones going westbound, I lost track of time and it wore off right when I needed it the most. To this day, that bumpy descent in Seattle is still the worst experience I have endured on an airplane. Eclizine is now my go-to medicine for avoiding motion sickness. You can buy it in several ways, as the brand name Bonine or Dramamine, the less drowsy formula. You can also get it as generic Meclizine tablets. If you buy generic Meclizine tablets, be careful. There are 2 different strengths of Meclizine, 25 milligram tablets and 12.5 milligram tablets. For motion sickness, I strongly recommend the 25 milligram chewable tablets unless your doctor advises you otherwise. Today, I never leave home without Meclizine for motion sickness. It's inexpensive and is available as chewable flavored tablets and rarely causes drowsiness. Best of all, one dose lasts 24 hours. For more relief, you can try adding ginger or acupressure to Meclizine. Or you could add ginger to acupressure. But what you want to do is avoid combining dimenhydrinate, which is the original formula of Dramamine, with either Meclizine or Benadryl. It can cause too much drowsiness, along with dry mouth and constipation. If taking Meclizine or dimenhydramate plus ginger, and C-bands is not enough, ask your doctor about getting a prescription for a box of scopolamine patches. Scopolamine is a patch, brand name Transderm Scope, that you wear behind your ear, and each lasts for about 2 to 3 days. Scopolamine patches are more potent at relieving motion sickness than the non-prescription medicines, meclizine or diamihydronate, but they also cause more side effects. Scopolamine can cause fatigue, blurred vision, dry mouth, constipation, and urinary retention. Talk to your medical provider about whether scopolamine would be a safe choice for you, especially if you have trouble with constipation or urinary retention. Here are 5 tips on dealing with motion sickness. Number 1, face forward. If at all possible, sit facing forward on trains, boats, and roller coasters. Number 2, keep cool. It can really help to sit where you can get fresh air. For me, I have found that being too warm always makes my motion sickness worse. So be sure to wear layers to avoid getting overheated. Number 3, be prepared. Motion sickness medicines take a while to work and are most useful as a preventative. You should take or apply your motion sickness remedies at least 30 minutes before experiencing the motion of a boat, a car, or a plane. If you take a short-acting nausea medicine like ginger or the original formula of Dramamine, always bring a second dose. If your outing is delayed, it's better to redose than to suffer when it wears off on the way back. Number 4, choose meclizine. When picking out motion sickness medicine, watch out. There are 2 formulas of the motion sickness medicine Dramamine parked right next to each other on the shelf. I strongly recommend meclizine, which is also sold as Bonine, or the less drowsy formula of Dramamine. Meclizine is just as effective, but it costs less than the brand name versions. Number 4, meclizine works for dogs too. If your dog gets car sick, meclizine can help. For most dogs, the dose is a 25 milligram tablet once a day. If your dog is small or already takes medication, please check with your veterinarian first. Thanks for listening. This is Louise Ackie with Medication Insider.